Hi, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Today's topic is discipleship. What is a disciple? According to the scriptures, a disciple is a follower of somebody else. If I have disciples, then they follow me. Jesus picked his disciples, 12 of them, and they followed him, and he taught them. They became students. They became witnesses of what he said. They were a reflection of who he is. They were also a bridge to the future because they carried his doctrine and teaching on into the next generation. They indeed were believers. And Jesus said, "If any man comes after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Where is he going? Of course, the mention of the cross tells us where he's going. It's a denial of self, an abandonment of those things that are all soulish or selfish. The cross is a death experience of self. So when he says, deny yourself, take up your cross, and carry it into death, death to self. That's where it is. Because, see, once you do that, God raises you from the dead. And he makes you a new creature in him. And he fills you with his spirit. And you find a whole new life. Then all the teachings that the Bible tells us that Jesus taught become alive. Because they're alive in us. They're full of grace and full of life and full of hope. We carry them through into the next generation and the next generation. The problem with today is that a lot of people are really not disciples. They've not denied themselves. They've used religion as a tool, as a crutch, or something, but they haven't really made Jesus Lord of their life. Disciple has a Lord. If Jesus is your Lord, then you're his disciple, and you'll follow him. And you'll obey his word and do the things that he has commanded his disciples to do. So going on in life, I want you to think about this. What is your cross to bear? The cross that you carry is your own selfish will and desires. Give it up. Carry it into death. Take it right into the denial of your own self and the receiving of the will of God. That you may have his life. That's a good thing. It's not bad. It brings happiness and joy and peace. You know why? Because when we follow our own will and choices and desires, we usually get ourselves in problems. But when we follow his will, we find peace and joy and life and happiness, and that makes it all worthwhile. So think about that today. And think about how you can deny yourself and let Christ be Lord. God bless you and have a good day.